Time now for KRWG StoryCorps. I'm Edmundo Resendez. Today we meet Stephanie Acosta and her mother, Maria Carrillo, who have a conversation about Maria getting pregnant with Stephanie as a teenager. Maria has gone on to college and grad school for counseling and now counsels pregnant teens.
I absolutely think that this is the best thing that I could ever be as a parent. I love being your mom, and there's absolutely nothing that I would change.
How did Grandma feel when you, or how did Grandma react?
Your grandma was sad, I think. But I knew she still loved me. And if there's anybody that I would say made me feel okay about being, you know, 16 and pregnant, was your grandma. To this day, I think that the three of us just make our wonderful little family, and there's absolutely nothing that I would change about it.
She's a huge part of our lives, and I think it's pretty amazing that we're all so close. And yeah, it's three generations, grandma, mother, daughter, but I feel like we're all like best friends, and not where like I tell you, oh, guess what happened, you know, with going out tonight, but like in a way that I trust and feel completely comfortable and at home, like whether I'm in Lubbock and calling grandma to see like what her Sunday was like, or calling you every day when I'm excited
about your new venture that you want to take on.
Yeah, whether it's running for Senate or...
You lost your purse?
Lost my purse. Wanting to go to India this summer or anything. You're like the first person. This isn't sad. It's just... you're just the first person that comes to mind when I want to share like an exciting moment or something new that happens.
Well, you know, and that's the thing about us, is that I think your grandma is definitely the foundation of our strength and love and motivation to keep going. Because although, you know, certain people's words and actions may influence us, definitely I think your grandma's has been the strongest influence in my life to do the things that I do and to keep going and to want to give you a life and make it better than what mine is. And I am so proud of you. I'm absolutely so proud of you every single day. And there's not one day that goes that I don't wake up and think how much I love you and how proud I am. And I can't wait to see what bigger and better things you're going to do. Because my whole life I felt like I've had to prove that I am not the typical teen parent. I am not the typical single mom who is going to be doing all those things that other women maybe in my category would fall into. And I just feel very blessed for us. And again, I mean, your grandma, you know, has been the strength and our pillar for everything. And I hope that, you know, maybe when I become a grandma, I can be the same thing to your children.
Wow.
Which hopefully it'll be in, you know, a while, a long time.
Well, I think something that like, I want you to know is everyone says, like, how proud they are of me or went to high school and, I don't know, maybe proud that I am where I am, like, went away. You know, we moved out of the projects. We made great friends, but we always stayed rooted, like, where we came from. And going away to college, leaving El Paso, and coming back, and people are so proud of my job or that I'm going to school. But I think, like, every time someone tells me that they're so proud of me, like, I always think, like, no, I'm proud of you, because I wouldn't be here if it weren't for you. And I wouldn't have anything to be proud of, like, if I wasn't proud of you. Because everything that I do, I want to make you proud. And, like, if there's anything that I could do to just show you, would be that you have met and are way beyond, like, anybody's expectations. And that you need to start living your life. I think I'm so afraid that you've been so worried about making, like, my grandma proud or making me proud or the simplest things. Like, we finally bought our first house 2 years ago, and the very first thing you did was redo my room. And I was already living in my own apartment in Lubbock, but you made sure that my room was done and with my favorite color, a new bedspread. And, you know, I want you to do things for yourself now. I know that it's going to be okay and I'm going to be fine. And I'm so happy and so proud of you. And you're so selfless that, like, I don't know how to ever, like, meet your, like, ever be equal, like, with you, because you're so high on this pedestal for me.
But it's my job as a mom to worry. And that will never stop. And I know what you're saying, and you always tell me to live my life and for me to do things for myself. But you have to understand that for half of my life, all I've ever been is a mom. And that to me is my priority. And I don't want to change that. And I have great friends. I have a great job. I have such a great support system. And I'm thankful for that. And there's still a lot of things, I think, that you're right, I want to accomplish, that I want to do for myself. But I'll get there and I'll do that. But my priority was, is, and will always be you, Stephanie. Always.
Stephanie Acosta and her mother, Maria Carrillo, from a conversation recorded in El Paso. You can hear this story and other local StoryCorps interviews online at krwg.org in the radio tab under StoryCorps. For KRWG, I'm Edmundo Resendez.